Beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Lamed Tes, we left off yesterday in the middle of Sif Aleph. We're on the last line on page 302. But we will start from the beginning of the Siman in the Mechaber Ramah to get a running start. The Mechaber said, Korei al mitoso parsha rishona shel shma umavarech hamapil shein chevle sheino me'enai al enai. So the Mechaber said that we read Kriya Shema, the first parsha, and then we make the bracha of Amapil. The Rama says, "V'ikra Kriya Shema Samach Umitaso." You should read the Kriya Shema close to when you go to bed. Ve'in ochlim v'shosim v'lo medabrim achar Kriya Shema she'al mitaso el yishan miyad. And there's no eating or drinking or speaking after Kriya Shema hamita. Rather, you go to sleep right away. Shenemar imru b'vavchem al mishkavchem v'do musela. That we discussed yesterday. And now we pick up in the Rama, V'ayin le'el simen tzamech gimel, imut elikros kishu shochev. Look what we learned earlier in Hilchos Kriya Shema, whether it is permissible to read Kriya Shema while you are lying down. And we'll see the discussion of that in the Mishaburo shortly, but let's first finish the Rama. V'im kara Kriya Shema v'lo yucha lisha miyad, if you read Kriya Shema and you can't fall asleep, os choze v'kore kama pa'amim ze'ach ha'zeh ad shi yishtaka b'sheina. You should go back and read it many times, one after the other, until you fall asleep. And therefore the reading will be close to when you fall asleep. And we don't make a bracha on Kriya Shema al Hamita. The Mechaber ends off and tells us that all the psukim that you say also for Shmira. V'omer Yoshev v'seiser Elyon. V'omer Hashem marabu tzorai ad la'Hashem ha'Yeshua. V'omer Baruch Hashem b'yom, Baruch Hashem b'laylo, Baruch Hashem b'shachvenu, Baruch Hashem b'kumenu. V'yomer Hashem el ha-satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha ha-satan v'chui. Hashem shomrecha, me'ato v'yarolam, v'yotcha avchiruchi. Yivarechecha Hashem, ad v'yosem l'cha shalom, v'yomer ha-shkivenu, ad samuch l'chasimo. Those are the psukim. Look in the siddurim for the psukim that we say in Kriya Shema al Hamita. So let's go back now to page 302. And see the Mishnah Berura beginning in Sivkaton Vav. We said that look earlier in Siman Samach Gimel if you're allowed to say Kriya Shema when you are lying down. So Mishnah Berura writes in Sivkaton Vav on page 302, Rotzalomar Mitzah say, Disham Muchach b'Sif Aleph b'Hagod. There it's clear in Sif Aleph in the Ramah, D'lachadchila ein kedai leilech v'lishka v'likrosa b'shchiva. It's not kedai to go and lie down to read Kriya Shema when you're lying down. Even if you're mamish on your side, it's inappropriate to be lying down for Kriya Shema. Because of Amagin Avram, that's only if you're reading the Kriya Shema as a chiyuv. For example, kigon shisbalal arvis mibodyom, you daven marv at an early minyan. V'tzoruch ato l'chavin l'kayim ha-mitzvah saseh de Kriya Shema. And now by Kriya Shema Hamita, like we learned, you have to be mechaving for the mitzvahs d'araisa of Kriya Shema be'erev, because you forgot to repeat it before Kriya Shema Shalamita, so your Kriya Shema Hamita is going to be your kiyum of your mitzvahs aseh d'araisa. L'kach tzorech lizor b'chol prateh, therefore you have to be careful about all the details of Kriya Shema. Avalim kvar kora bizmana, but if you already read Kriya Shema in the proper time, the kori ato rak mishum Kriya Shema Shalamita, and you're only reading it now for Kriya Shema Shalamita, Mutter lechatchila lekrosa bashchiva. It's mutter lechatchila, says the Magen Avraham, to read Kriya Shema lying down. So the Magen Avraham comes out that Kriya Shema Shalamita, you're allowed to say lying down. The only time you can't say lying down is if you're having a mind to be yotzei your regular Kriya Shema for nighttime. During that say Kriya Shema, then you shouldn't lie down. But the Mishnah Berurah continues and writes, V'yesha machmirim lechatchila lekrosa ba'amida o b'yeshiva. There are those who are machmir lechatchila to read it standing or sitting. But if you're already lying down in bed, everyone agrees that you are allowed to lean on your side and to read Kriya Shema Hamita. A person has to train himself to sleep on his side specifically. And there's a great iser to lie down to sleep prakdon. What does that mean? That means either lying back, flat on your back with your face upwards, osha ponov tuchos lamata, or lying on your front all the way down with your face smushed into the bed. So you can't lie on your back or on your stomach, you have to go to sleep on your side. Now there are some very important points that we're going to read over here. So we read from the Magen Avraham that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema Lamita when you're lying down, and we said there are those who are machmirim. But if you look at the Shaar Tzion, we'll read a couple of Shaar Tzions over here, and Sivkotan Yud, he writes, that's in the Chai Adam to be machmir. Mikom makom nirli da mekil bazev avadi ein limchos biyado. One who is lenient to say Kriya Shema Lamita lying down, you do not have to protest against him. Da afilu be Kriya Shema shel chova, because even by regular chiyuv of Kriya Shema, Das Rov HaPoskim Lohokel Kishu Rotsa Lishka Val Tzido Mamish. There are many poskim, most poskim are lenient if you want to lean on your side. Ukmoshi Gasati Besimis HaMagim Ubir Alocha. Ubekriyash Mashalamita Bivada Yeshlon Ulifso Kimosam. So certainly when it comes to Kriyash Mashalamita, we should pass on like those Shitas. Vinei Das the Magen Avraham Lohokel Afilu Kishu Shochem Atal Tzido. The Magen Avraham is lenient even if you're just leaning a little bit on your side. And there that Primogodim takes issue with him. One certainly should not protest against one who is Mekil to be a little bit on his side when he's saying Kriya Shema Lamita. It's better to train yourself to say Kriya Shema Lamita sitting or standing. The main concern the Chofetz Chaim has with saying it, you know, lying down, leaning a little bit on your side, is you're going to fall asleep and you're not going to end up saying the bracha mamapil. That's his main concern, which we know happens. But other than that, he seems to say it would be fine to say Kriya Shema lying down, leaning a little bit on your side. But then we saw on the top line of the Mishnah Berurah on page Kuflin Beis, there are those who are machmir l'chadchila to read it standing or sitting. Look at the Shaar Tzion Yud Aleph. Hainu mashakorim bepam rishona. That's talking about Kriya Shema Alamita round one. We just saw in the Ramah, if you can't fall asleep, you keep saying Kriya Shema over and over again. Says the Prima Gadam, in those cases, when you're repeating Kriya Shema a few extra times, for sure you can say it lying down. And then we said, it's an Isser Gadol Lishka Prakdon, so in Shaar Tzion Yud Beis, he writes, Hainu Afilu Sheino Bilvad Belo Kriya. That's even just sleeping, nothing to do with Kriya Shema. You can't sleep on your back or on your stomach, you must sleep on your side. Now if you look at note number 10, he says, Avalishka praktam below lishon. So you can't sleep on your back or your stomach, but let's say you want to just lie down that way, but you're not going to go to sleep yet. So it's masha from the Chavetz Chaim over here that it's mutter, because only sleeping is aser, but lying down is not going to be aser. It's masha, it's mutter. If there's no concern that you're going to fall asleep, it's mutter. That it's mutter. The Chazanish holds that it's aser. So it's a machlokas aposim over here, lying down in those positions, if you're not going to sleep, if it's okay or not. Some say it's okay, some say it's not okay. Let's look at note number 9 now. Going again on this idea about the iser gadol of going to sleep prakdon. So to children at the age of 9, the Salmas Chaim writes, you should already train the kids not to sleep on their backs or stomachs, but rather on their side. Let's say you see someone who fell asleep either lying on his back or lying on his stomach. The Salmas Chaim writes, you have to wake him up so he should not lead to Aveira. We're concerned that it might lead to Zero Lavatola. Meidach, on the other hand, Das Agonor Chaim Kanievsky, She'ain Tzarech Lahairo. You can't sleep that way, but if you see someone sleeping that way, you do not have to wake him up. V'im Shochev Al Gabo, and if you're lying on your back, Achrosho Muram Al Gabe Karios, Kach Shek Seifav Murmos Ktsas Mehamita. You're lying on pillows in such a way that your shoulders are lifted up from the bed. So you're not flat on your back, you're a little bit lifted up because of the pillows. Oshe rosh hamita muram, or the head of the bed is lifted up a little bit. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, Shalom nechsha prakton. That's not called prakton, so that's a kula. If you have a pillow, you know, a little bit on your neck, a little bit lower than your neck, so it lifts up your shoulders, that's not called prakton. According to Shlomo Zalman, it'll be okay. V'chein das, Rav Scheinberg, that's going to be okay as well. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Sivkotan Zayin. That's also okay. But both. He says both. Either the pillows under your head or if the mattress goes up, that also will be okay. In Sivkotan Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah is going on that which we said in the Ramah, that if you don't fall asleep right away, you should continue saying Kriya Shema. But look at note number 11 before we read the Mishnah Berurah. Yesterday we had a machlokas of whether you say Kriya Shema before the Brach of Amapil or the Brach of Amapil before Kriya Shema. So in note 11 he writes, V'la sovrim le'el she'eshlom ha'brachas Amapil basof. Those who say that you say Amapil at the end, umishum hefse, because you don't want to have any separation between Amapil and falling asleep, Rechaim Kinevsky says, Shalacha brachas Amapil o yachzer lomer kriyashma upsukim. Then after Amapil, you shouldn't go back and say kriyashma. So this is going lefi the shita that holds that you say Hamapil, then you say Kriya Shema, so then you could be Kriya Shema. Or the man that says Hamapil at the end, but you'll keep saying Kriya Shema until you realize it's right before you fall asleep, and then you'll say Hamapil. It's a little risky, but it could even be Lefida Chita, but you're saying it before Hamapil. But Rechaim Kinevsky says you certainly would not say Kriya Shema other times after Hamapil, if you're the one that says Hamapil is at the end. Says the Mishabura, what do you go back and repeat? Parsha Rishona, just the first parsha of Kriya Shema. V'roi shalaluchbo pasuk rishon, but you should not repeat again the first pasuk of Kriya Shema. Based on the Mishnah Megillah, that it looks like a person is having two gods. O sheyomer sharp psukim derachame. Or instead of saying Kriya Shema, you should say other psukim that are having to do with Hashem having rachmanis on you. V'hu adinim mahar b'divitera shaper dami. Certainly you could speak in learning, think in learning in your bed after you say Kriya Shema to help you until you fall asleep. That also would be okay. Vein mevarachim, we said in Ramah, there is no bracha on Kriya Shema alamita pirish. There is no bracha of asher kedeshanah b'mitzvah v'tzivanu al Kriya Shema. There's no such bracha. Ein levarach, you don't make such a bracha. Why are we saying this? Lafuke midas eza posek shematzrich levarach. Come to knock out from some sheet that says that you do make such a bracha. Kaswa post in the post can write, Hayoshin bayom ein tzarech levarach brachas amapil. One who goes to sleep during the day does not have to make the brach of a mapil. V'tov shiomer v'hinoam and yoshe baseser. But it is good to say these psukim of protection before you go to bed during the day. If you look at note 14, he writes, so we said during the day you don't see a mapil. What if you go to sleep at night? Only a nap at night. So the Eish Lavram writes, "Shelo yevarach hamapil. A mapil is only when you go to sleep for the night. If it's just a nap, you don't say a mapil even in the nighttime." V'sayim shetosh yahara mapil b'libo. He ends up that you should at least think the brach of a mapil in your heart if you're just taking a nap at night. Next paragraph. V'hanoseh b'matos b'layla. This shaila comes up all the time. You go on an airplane. You go to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to fly through the night. So the Sefer Olecha Ba'amitecha writes, Shem Yoshe B'mekomo V'nishan La'achoro B'kavan Alishom. You're sitting in your place, but you're leaning back, and you have intent to go to sleep now for the night. Yikra Kriya Shema V'yivarach HaMapil. Do everything you do at home. Ubir B'shalas Jivas Ber Moshe Koso Shafilu Imrak Yoshe V'akisav L'nishkav La'achorov. Even if you don't lean your seat back, you don't want to bang the guy behind you, and you feel bad, he has not so much foot room, you leave your chair up. You plan on going to sleep for the night as best you can, you say Amapil. But if you're just dozing, you're not planning on going to sleep, you're just falling asleep on and off, then you should not say Amapil. Or if you're like me and you have a very hard time falling asleep on the plane in the first place, it'll be a risky endeavor to say Amapil as well, if you what we learned yesterday. Let's look at note number 15. We said you should say these psukim before you go to sleep during the day, even though you're not saying Hamapil. Ubatamadav, the reason is, we learned earlier, Mishum Sakonas Mazikim, these protect you from the Mazikim. Omnam Saim Shom, but we ended earlier in the Mishavur, if you remember, She'enu Hogim Kein Aminik is not to say these psukim during the day, but Rechaim Kinevsky says, She'av She'enu Hogim Kein Mikomakom Tov She'yomer. Even though it's not the Minik to say these psukim, it is a good thing to do. Says the Mishavur of Eiter, Sivkot and Tes, V'omer Yosheb, Asay Yisrael, we went through the Mechaber, all the different psukim that you say as a shmira. Kol elu apsukim shenogu laomram hu lahagin shelo yavo alav chas v'shalom davar ra. All these psukim are there for protection that nothing bad chas v'shalom should happen to a person. And now we look at note number 16. He discusses whether you say these psukim on Tisha B'Av. The psukim of Torah, is it considered tefillah? Is it considered Talmud Torah, which is aser? So b'leil Tisha B'Av, it's mashma from the Yisov v'sharish avodah she'omer es kol seder kriya shema l'hamita. You say the regular kriya shema l'hamita, and in this in Kirel it says she'kol ma she'kosel b'shulchan aruch lomar muti lomar gam tisha b'av. Whatever is brought down over here in the shulchan aruch, you should say on tisha b'av. Kevan she'nechsav k'seder ayom. It's like the regular davening that we daven the whole pesukah d'zimra as well. Avos ha'parsha shniya v'ashlishes al kriya shema v'shara usafel she'besidu l'yomar. But the second and third parsha of kriya shema, which the mechaber did not say that to do, but others did say to do, or other psukim that are in the siddur that are not in the Shulchan Aruch, he says you shouldn't say. Rechaim Kinevsky writes, "Shekim meduma she'omem rak parsha rishona shel kriya shema ve'as haposuk biyotcha afkid ruchi ubrechas hamapil." He says that you say a very limited kriya shema hamita, just these three things. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in the second line of Sivkot and Tes. V'imu chola o onos, the person is sick or he has some kind of onus, some kind of accident, a reason why he can't say it, can't say the whole thing. It's enough just to say Kriya Shema, first parsha, and Amapil, and nothing else if it's hard for you. Note number 18. So too the first night of Pesach, or the first two nights for us. The Rama writes later on, you only say the first parsha Kriya Shema. So Mishabru says also there, since it's Leil Shimurim, it's a night of protection, we don't have to say the Pesukim of protection, but you do have to say Kriya Shema, the Mishabura adds Hamapil as well. Back to the Mishabura. Kaswa Svarim, Shabalailo Kodam Ashena Nochon Lo'odam Shiafashvesh B'maisel Sh'asakla Yom. At night, before a person goes to sleep, it's appropriate to analyze your actions that you did during the day. V'im yimtza sha'asa aveira, and if you find that you did an aveira, yisvade aleha, you should do confession on it. V'yakabel al atzmo shalo la'aso sa'od, you should accept upon yourself that you're not going to do that aveira again. U'beprata avonos ha'matsuyim, specifically in aveiras that are very common. Kigon chanifos, like flattery, shkarim, falsehood, leitzonos, Lashon Hara, v'chein ovam bitul Torah, so to the avera bitul Torah, tzrichim bedika biyoser, all these averos need special investigation, because we always are nuchshol nem. Gam roi limcho l'chol mi shechota kenegdo v'tziaro, it's also appropriate to be mochel anyone who sinned against you or did any tzar to you, and that's why we have the special paragraph in the Siddur before Kriya Shema, hareini mochel. And by being mochel people on your bed, you are zochet harichos yomim. As the Gemara Megillah brings down, when it discusses all the Amoraim who were zochet harichos yomim, they ask them why. So one of the answers, at least one of the things in one of the answers, was that he never went to bed without being mochel anyone who harmed him before he went to bed, and for that he was zochet harichos yomim. Amru chachamenu zado, chachamim tell us, hayoshein bebayis yechidi, one who is sleeping in a house by himself, v'hainu ba'layla, that's specifically at night, he's sleeping in a house alone at night, ochazto lilis. So this mazik of lilis grabs him. Ubayis hainu cheder. And when it says a house alone, it means in a room alone. A person who sleeps in a room alone, so he is at risk of being attacked by lilis. Fine. Elu, if you look at number 20, a little bit more of a discussion, we'll start from the second paragraph. V'im yesh or b'cheder. So you shouldn't sleep in a room by yourself. Otherwise, you can get attacked by lilis. However, if there is a light in the room, the Eish Lavram writes, shemutu lishom yichidi, then you can sleep alone. V'af l'or halavona, even if the light that comes in is from the moon, that's good enough. V'chein nog ha-stipler, lahatir k'shiyesh or b'cheder. Me'idach, on the other hand, das ha-chazanish shiyesh l'hachmir b'zeh, the chazanish is machmir on this. Even with the light in the room, he was machmir. Now skip to the last line over here. V'shnas arai, if you're taking a nap in a room by yourself, the Eish Lavram writes, shemuter lishin yechidi, then it is okay alone. Fine. The Mishabura ends off and says, Elu tzrichin shimur mehamazikin. The following people need protection from the mazikim. Chola, one who is sick. Chaya, a woman who gave birth. Chason, Kala, a Kala. Ovel, a mourner. V'talmud chacham balayla. And a talmud chacham a night. Hainu kishu omed yechidi b'ishon layla v'afela. The problem over here is that they stand alone in the darkness of the night. So these people should not be alone at night. A chola, a chaya, a chason, a kala, and ovel, talmud chacham balayla. Now, before we read some notes on this, let's first finish up the siman in the mechaber, because there's no mishavura on the last mechaber, and then we'll come back to a couple of notes on this. In Sif Beis, the mechaber says, "Kishayifshod chaluka lo yafchenu mimata l'mala." When one takes off his clothes at night to go to sleep, he shouldn't take it off, flip it from bottom to top. Sheimkei nimtza gufu orum, because if he does that, it will turn out that his body is naked before he goes under his covers. Elo yishitenu derech rosho, rather he should take it off from his head. V'yichase atzmo besadino mitachas v'yikones b'mitaso. He should do it in a tzniyistic way. Exactly, it's not exactly clear exactly what you're doing, but you're going under your covers as you take it off from head to toe, and you end up being covered, and you're not revealed. So a person should get undressed in a tzniyistic fashion. Let's see note number 21. Note number 21 is explaining why we need to have Shimur Me'amazikim, these people. V'tama davar kosev Rashi. Rashi in Brachos says, Shechola chayav v'ovel hura mazlam. Someone who is sick or gave birth or is in mourning. So they're having bad luck. They're basically had a tough thing happening to them. A chaya, I don't know why as much. She had a simcha, but I guess she's like a chola. She's like sick or a regular chola. Got an illness, an ovel, someone was nifter that's close to them. So they're having a tough mazel, and therefore they need protection. Lufika chashed misgara behem. Therefore the shindalit is on the attack. The chosan kalavatam chacham hashed misgana behem. And the other three, which are all positive things, a chos and a kala, tamal chacham, that's because the mazikim are jealous of them, and therefore they're on the attack. Not because they have bad mazel, they have good mazel, but they're on the attack because they're jealous of them. Now if you turn to the back of the sefer, it'll be the last page of the notes, and that's note 65. We'll discuss a little bit about a chosan that needs shmira, you know, when he's a chosan. So note 23 on page 65, we'll read a little bit about a chosan. In Evan Ezer, the Ramah writes about a chosin shafilu bashuk lo yetsa yachidi. Even to the market, he shouldn't go out alone. Umukor dvara the pirkei the Rebbe Lozer. Shekosav tam nosav shechosin tzaruch shmira. He brings in the pirkei the Rebbe Eliezer another reason why a chosin needs shmira. Mishum shu domel amelach. Sam, a chosin is like a melech, so he has to go out with an entourage. And therefore, even if he's going lashuk, there are other people there, and they might be protection from the mazikim. But al chosin domel amelech, so people should go out with him, even if he's going out to a place where there are other people there. We'll see exactly when it is shortly. V'machosin or akala nimtzon bebayis levad. If a chosin or kala are found in the house alone, there are chashulchan right shetzrichim shmira. Even though they're indoors, they still need a shmira. Meidach Rav Yosef and Chaim Kineski and Diane Fisher right she'enem tzrichim shmira. Indoors, they don't need shmira. So it might be a little stifling. The shomer of the chosin or kala has to be within 4 amos of them to be a shomer. What if the chosin and kala are walking themselves? So the chosin ish says she'echad shomer al hasheni. They each can be a shomer for the other. Ve'ein tzarech shmir nosef, as they don't need a third party. V'chein hora Rav Yosef. So too, shmira, same idea that they each can protect each other. If a chosin goes to davening, the priest writes, it could be even going to davening, a chosin should not go alone. On the other hand, the chosin is she'eino tzarech shomer. You're going to shul, you don't need a shomer. V'hu adin k'shechozer me'atfilah, so if he's walking over shul, he doesn't need a shomer. Why? Ki shomer mitzvah lo yedah dover ra. Nothing bad is going to happen for a person that's involved in a mitzvah. So going or coming to shul is already a mitzvah, and therefore you don't need shmira, according to the chosin ish. Shlomo Zalman says, "She'im ein lachosan misha yelvenu bedarcho." If a chosan doesn't have someone to escort him, ein lehi mona beglal zel lachos lebeis hakneses. He should not hold back from going to shul because he does not have a shomer. Kevan sheshchiach sheyesh anoshim rabim berachov. There are a lot of people around in the rechov, and therefore he should have a shomer. But if he doesn't have it, he shouldn't hold back from going to tefillah because he doesn't have a shomer. Umimosai tzrichim achosan veakala shmira. Starting from when? I assume through Sheva Brachos. Starting when does a chosin and kala get the requirement of needing shmira? So the stipler says, and Rav Yosef, Sherak Mishas HaChupa Tzrichim Shmira. Dafka from the chupa, at the chasana, that's when they start needing shmira. V'chein Kosov, the Shevet HaLevi. V'hevin, he brings down, Sheyesh Nehogim Mishas HaAliyah LaTorah. Some say from the time when he gets his aliyah from his Ufruf. Meidach, on the other hand, Shlomo Zalman says, Shekvar Mimotzoi Shabbos Shelefnei HaChasana Tzorach Shmira. Already from Motzei Shabbos before the Chasana, you need Shmira. Elo She'ikir HaShmira Lihizor Balichoso B'mokom Sheyesh Bo Sakona Ktas. But the Ikir Shmira is a place where he's going that's dangerous, a little bit. Kegon Kvishim Mekadoma, he's going in the streets or some places like that. Aval Acharei HaChasana Tzorach Yoseh Shmira. But after the Chasana, you need more Shmira. It's interesting. Our minhag is that we have a shomer the day of the chasana. We don't even see that as an opinion. We see either from the chuppah mamish, or we see from the motzi Shabbos before, or the aliyah before. We don't see any idea over here of the day of the chasana, which is interesting. The apur chov sheyesh anoshim b'shos hayom. So he said, after the chasana, you need extra shmira, even in the streets where there are people around. V'chein horer of shach, she'tzorach shmira kvar mishabish lefnei chasana. The Rav Shach said, you need shmira ready from the Shabbos before the chasana. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, she'chosen tzorach shmira kvar mishabish akudum chasana. He says also, you need shmira from the Shabbos before the chasana. Aval kalo tzricha shmira rak mishas achupa. So the chasana needs it from the Shabbos before, I guess, from his ufra, from the aliyah. So I guess there he's already announced as a chosin, so he needs shmira. But a kala who's under the radar, so she does not need shmira until she's called a kala, which is at the time of the chuppah. So that is some interesting halachos in terms of a chosin and kala. And we'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow night we will begin Simon Reish Mem.